Hey everyone, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the internet radio show on BBS Radio, where we talk about the Akashic Records and your life and why your life is the way your life is, and you get to call in questions and you get to get the answers. In fact, we have some great email questions already on board, and I want to thank you for listening. Last week was a pre-recorded show, and tonight is a very interesting show. What's come forward from the Akashic Records about this show tonight is well, first of all, we have a wonderful question from Aaron, and Aaron asks that we talk about specifically, her question is how was her soul created, and or the moment of her soul's creation, and what's interesting about that is when I kind of went in to ask about that, the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to talk about creation in and of itself. So we're going to answer Aaron's question. And then last time, because it was a pre-recorded show, we didn't get a chance to actually answer a question that had come in. And I'm looking for that question right now because I thought for sure. Well, I will find it and I will come back to you about that. What I was going to say is that we had... There was somebody that wanted a question answered, excuse me, last week, and I'm going to find that too, because here we are. Okay, and we have a question from Shruti, excuse me. So anyway, Shruti would like some insight and clarity into her career and in the romantic relationship areas, and we can certainly find, you know, help that. And we'll talk about a lot of things, but you know what? We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, too. So whatever comes to your mind for you to talk about is something that you want to call in and ask a question about. So, you know, we have an 800 number here that you can use for the U.S. and Canada. It's 888-260-3070. Okay? And so if you have any questions, you can dial 888-260-3070. And if Don is listening, I hope that I have just given the right number out. Okay, so just a little comment here about the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And again, my name is Donna Fox. I am a teacher of the Akashic Records, so I teach people how to access their own Akashic Records, as well as the records of other people, the land, and animals. And I also do business and life coaching through the Akashic Records. I've been working with the Akashic Records for 15 years. And it truly is my life's work, absolutely. And you can email questions to info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can just email for information on the upcoming classes. We're in the process now of planning another online class, as well as another class that's going to probably be in the San Diego area for a level one as well as a level two. So we've got a lot of information coming up. But first, before we move forward with our questions, what's important for us to understand is that we're sitting right now in a very, very interesting time period. Today, you know, tomorrow is, in America, is Independence Day. And I would like you very much to consider what you believe to be is your actual definition of independence. Because what I have found is that even though we are adults and have our own places and have our jobs, et cetera, there are things that we are dependent upon, and it's important for you to think about what your definition of independence is. Now, what came forward in my email box today is it's an excerpt from a 1998 Daily Inspiration that was authored by Reverend Alice J. Brown Sr. And she is from the Living Truth Center. And I would like to read it to you. And it says, the potential for greatness is within, where is there? I actually edited it for myself, but I'm going to read it the way she wrote it. The potential for greatness is within every person. Latent seeds of future prominence. The marvelous God qualities within every person are life, love, wisdom, power, and substance, which are all that you will ever need to become whatever it is that you desire. Think about this. The God qualities within every person are life, love, wisdom, power, and substance. All you'll ever need. The very life of God is in you as health, wholeness, and energy. And the question that we are to ask ourselves around this area is, how are we maintaining our health, our wholeness, and our energy? What are we doing to optimize those areas? The love of God flows through you as universal oneness. The wisdom of God operates in you as intelligence, intuition, and inspiration. The power of God is our ability to do, accomplish, produce, and master. The substance of God is your body, abundance, light, sound, heat, and all else that he created. Greatness is within our soul. And the suggestion here is to draw it forth by declaring daily, I am health. I am love. I am wisdom. I am power. I am substance. I praise God for the potential within my soul. Thank you, God, for I am that I am. All right, so what's important with that, what I just read, is that we are now in the midst of a creative leap. The energies are such that this timing of this time is so important for us to move into our own creativity. And it's as if we're all birthing each other. And what I mean by that, what's being said, and when I say I am in the Akashic Record Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones, because the records are open right now. When we are birthing each other, we are holding space for our sisters and brothers to move into their creativity, which moves us into our creativity. And so it's as if we are all standing with our arms around the planet and our arms open to receive. And what I'm being shown is rings and rings of people. Rings and rings of people. And that's very important. It's very important for us to all join hands. You know, when the American forefathers created Independence Day, the concept would be that we would live in brother and sisterhood, all as equals. Somewhere we have lost sight of that. It's only true for some people, and it needs to be true for everyone. And we need to really look at how we are making that happen in ourselves, in our life. How are we creating an equality within us? How are we being able to move forward within our own greatness? So again, I'd like to invite you to call in. The 800 number is 888-260-3070, and that's both for United States and Canada, or if you'd like to call direct, 530-413-4520, 530-413-4515. And so it's really, what's really incumbent of us to begin to realize is how we move in to our own space of greatness. And now let's move on to Aaron's question. And so the question that Aaron has is, could the Akashic Records describe to me the moment my soul was created? And what's important here is that that question in and of itself is a very important question, not only for tonight, but also for all the listeners to be gifted with. But the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like to describe to you is that within the energy of creation, there is only light within the energy of creation, there is only light. And it is very important for you to understand that darkness cannot abide in light. That everything that becomes illuminated is of the light. The reason that's important is many people have a concept of bad or evil, and the masters, teachers, and loved ones want you to move into the knowing that we are all created of light. There is a time when what looks like a large ball of light begins to have sparks that fly off from it. The best thing, or the closest thing that you could understand, would be the fireworks from tonight. As the ball of light goes and is blasted out, it's one ball of light that becomes many. And each of those sparks, if you were to imagine, stays illuminated out into the cosmos energy, but in a much more controlled or structured way. And as those sparks of light burst forth, the bursting forth, the creation, comes from a deep longing, a deep desire to know the light of the soul. And one of the only ways, although there are others, but not on this planet, one of the only way that one is able to know the light of their own soul is to put it in contrast within the body of a human or an animal, but we're going to talk about humans right now. When the light of the soul illuminates the physical body, all the information of that individual's personality is then embedded and the knowledge of the soul is enmeshed within that personality. The soul itself is an observer and chooses to observe through contrast via the personality. It is also important to understand that the soul knows no pain, has no judgment of right or wrong. It only is present to experience. And the presence to experience allows the various levels of information to flow forward and be captured in the soul energy of the being. And so the way the soul is created is a spark of light shoots out from the master light, if you will, and chooses to know itself more fully in the contrast of the physical body. And when we talk about soul intention, and when we talk about purpose. When we talk about agenda, all of those particular aspects or considerations can be answered very simply. Your soul wants to experience joy in a physical body. Even if you've had a life of pain and a life of struggle, the soul desires to feel joy and bliss. The personality is what keeps you stuck in the memory of pain. And so it's about working through the memories of pain you may have. To neutralize those memories so they no longer control you. So if you have any questions around this, please dial in and call 888-260-3070 for a discussion. Now we're going to move on to the next question. The question is from Shruti. And the question here is, I would like to request insight and clarity in my career and romantic relationship areas. And I am currently between jobs and not in a relationship. So the insight into the career it's very important that you understand that the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones will never tell you what to do. They will give you all the information you need in order to be able to make the appropriate decisions. So it's important that you understand, and the masters, teachers, and loved ones would like you all to understand that when we are now saying you, we mean everyone who is listening. It is absolutely key that you understand that your career or life's work is based on what brings you the most joy. If you are not joyful, if you don't feel passionate about what you do, if you feel the smallest amount of drudgery, boredom, anger or frustration or resentment in what you're doing, you're not on your path. And if you're not on your path, you're not joyful. If you're not on your path, you're not happy. And the key here is to move forward into what makes you happy in a way that can support you financially. And it's up to you to begin to draw that information forward as to what brings you joy what you feel passionate about and become creative with how to make dollars with that. So the more specific the question, the better the answer. And as far as your relationships are concerned, your relationships are, quite frankly, have everything to do with boundary issues, Shruti, that are leaving you in a situation that you're feeling uncomfortable and feeling insecure. And it's very important that you move into a deeper feeling of knowing and trusting yourself. What's also very important here for people to move into is to begin to start journaling. I'm also seeing people sketch what comes to them. Walk in nature, allow nature to really move into your heart. But what's going on here is that there's too many people who have allowed themselves to become slaves to the paycheck and live in fear. Even with those people who are making a lot of money, they're coming from a place of lack because they're afraid to move into their own bliss. And so it's very important that you consider what moving into your own bliss means. This is the night of independence. This is the time that you consider what would make you happy. And so now let's do a meditation, a closed-eye meditation that will help you understand what you truly love. So I'd like everyone to just take a nice deep breath and connect with that which is most sacred within you. And imagining a beautiful ball of light in the center of your chest that expands and grows and connects the beautiful ball of light at the top of your head. And allow that light to move deep within your body, illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. Now I'd like you to imagine yourself walking down a beautiful path. The path can be anything you want it to be. It can be a path of nature. It can be on the beach. It can be anything. It can be a beautiful building. A sidewalk. It doesn't make any difference. Whatever is meaningful or that shows up for you, I want you to imagine yourself walking down a path. And at the end of this beautiful path is a large screen. And there are chairs lined up in front of the screen that you may sit in to view what's about to be on the screen. And the chairs are very comfortable. And the environment is perfect. Not too hot, not too cold. Perfect. Your body feels hydrated. Your body feels alive and tingly and aware. And as you notice, sitting here in this beautiful environment, Again, it could be in nature, it could be a room, it's wherever you want it to be. Notice that there is a curtain that is over this large screen. And as the curtain is being drawn back, you are noticing that your emotions are being pulled into the screen. Your physical body is staying exactly where it is, but your emotions are being pulled into the screen. And notice that the first emotion is that of frustration. And notice the picture that has flashed on the screen around frustration. Just notice it. You don't have to do anything about it. It's going to be gone in a moment. Just notice it, experience it, allow it, and release it. Now the screen has gone blank. The curtain is now covering. And now the curtain is going to move back. And the first thing you're going to see on the screen is a picture that shows you your guilt. Allow your emotions to move into the guilt. Experience the guilt. Understand the guilt. Negate the guilt. Release the guilt. Take a deep breath, and the screen goes blank again. And it's important that you ask for forgiveness at this wonderful place. Forgiveness of self. It has nothing to do with truth about what you should feel guilty about, but it's time for you to work on your own forgiveness. And now the curtain gets pulled back. Take a nice deep breath. And allow joy to come forward into your being. And allow that joy to translate up on the screen. What does your joy look like? Just notice it. Just be with it. Just receive it. Allow it. Breathing deep, noticing the details. Does the screen change? Does the picture change? What's going on in your body when you imagine joy or bliss? Maybe you're not seeing anything, you're just feeling it. Maybe you're just seeing different pictures. You're not exactly sure what you're feeling. There is no right or wrong here. Just allow it. Take a nice deep breath. Integrate the joy and the bliss. Allow the screen to go blank and the curtain to cover again. Now, you're being asked to imagine as this curtain gets pulled back, the feeling of total contentment, fulfillment, joy, and purpose. Allow those feelings to come forward. Look at what's projected on the screen. What does it look like to work in your right livelihood? Notice your environment. Notice what you're doing. Even notice the people around you and what the room looks like, or the environment, or the building. Notice the title on your desk or your door. Notice the functions and how those functions feel. Allow yourself to sit.
We have a jack on line three.
In an invisible chair, and allow yourself to just be and notice your reaction. And when you feel complete, drink in that joy, that fulfillment, that sense of purpose, that contentment. Embrace yourself with it. Take a nice deep breath and come back to the room. And now you may want to journal whatever you saw to maintain that information. The meditation that just came forward from the masters, teachers, and loved ones, you can go into the archives and listen to it again. And what's also important is that you notice what you notice, and notice what pictures are being shown to you. Don't consider that, don't have any judgment around them. Just document what you saw. Document what you feel or felt. That would be important. So if there's anybody who would like to call in, you can call in at 888-260-3070, and you can share what your experience was, or if you have any questions, I'd love to hear your questions and have a little bit of a discussion with you. So if Jack is still there or wants to call back, we'd love to hear you. And I'm feeling very complete right about now. So if you would like to talk, I would love to talk to you. If not, then I would suggest that you go and watch some fireworks and really enjoy your independence. That's one of the things that we are so thankful for here in this country. As much as we don't realize it, as much as we may complain about it, we have immense freedoms. And it's something that we really want to look at and be grateful for. We have so many blessings in our lives, so much to be grateful for, that it's really important to start saying thank you, God, every day. And if you don't want to use the word God, that's okay. You can use spirit, divine, tree, George, I don't care. But thank the part of you that has brought you to this place, this time, to this planet at this point in its history. You're all here for a reason. Every single human being, every single plant, animal, fish, every part of this planet is here for a reason. And it is important for us to embrace the gratitude of being here at this time. Drink in the sunrises. Drink in the sunsets. Drink in the freshly mowed grass. Hug a tree on a regular basis. Thank the water you drink before you drink it. Say a prayer about the food you eat before you eat it. Honor the animals that gave up their life so that you may be nourished if you eat meat. If you're a vegetarian, honor the plants. Whatever it is, be thankful for not only what you have, but who you are, where you live, and those around you. one last shout out to 888-260-3070. We have 7 minutes more of the show, and I would love to talk to somebody. Aaron, I hope your question was answered about the creation of souls. Shruti, I hope that I'd love to have you email me a more specific question that we can use next week. And I hope you all have a wonderful 4th of July. And every time you see those beautiful fireworks that burst and the light comes forward off them, know those are souls being born, just like new souls being created. Each one of us carries the Big Bang in our heart. We are products of the Big Bang. We are lights among light. And we have that spark of the divine. Each one of us carries the spark of the divine within us. And it's up to us how much we honor that spark. It's up to us, each individual one, to honor the spark, to be grateful for the spark, and to use the spark to expand our creativity, to expand our prosperity, to expand our abilities to be close to the divine. So I'm going to close now. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light that are listening. We ask that their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show by saying amen. 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 The records are all now closed. Amen. And so I'll be here next week. We'll be here on July 10th. And it's my granddaughter's birthday, July 10th. Gosh, she's going to be 4 years old. And my grandson was just turned 3. So a big happy birthday. And my son was 40. So a happy birthday to Brian, who was 40. Jason, who was 3, and Lily, who is about to be 4. I love you very much, you guys, and happy birthday, America. I'm so glad you're my country. Good night, everybody.